Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Dominguez on the 21st of November, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The ICO is probably dead. The US Securities and Exchange Commission sent shockwaves through the cryptocurrency world on Friday with the announcement that it has settled charges against a pair of companies for conducting illegal digital token sales. The two initial coin offerings, ICO projects, called AirFox and Paragon, resemble many others that have occurred during the past 2 years. That probably means more busts are on the way. Microsoft is bringing its Skype calling service to Amazon's Alexa-enabled devices this week. Amazon's Echo range will be able to access Skype's basic calling, and hardware like the Echo Show will also include video calling support for Skype. This integration also lets Skype users call mobile and landlines using Skype Out, and simply call contacts by saying Alexa, call Tom on Skype to activate a call. Carlos Ghosn, Nissan chairman and emperor among plebs in the auto industry, was arrested by Japanese authorities yesterday for underreporting his compensation by $44 million. Now that his crimes are public, Ghosn, who was also CEO of Renault, chairman of Mitsubishi and chairman of the largest auto alliance in the world, could see his car-making colossus collapse in a cloud of exhaust. The UK government should encourage companies like Apple, Google and Uber to publish more map data, according to a new report by the Open Data Institute. Unlocking this sort of data could boost the development of new technologies like driverless and connected cars, drones and commercial satellites, the report says. The UK government has estimated that maximizing its value could generate up to £11 billion a year. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.